Each animal across the universe has a unique sound, has a unique song, and has a unique praise of the Ribono Shel Olam. And some of these secret songs are revealed to us in an ancient Jewish text called Perek Shir. One such song is sung by the melodious frog. Masked by its croak, the frog chants the words Baruch Shem Kivon Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. With their infestation during Makkas Tzfardeya, the words Baruch Shem echoed throughout the land of Egypt. With the deafening sounds of the frogs ringing through the streets of Mitzrayim, a hidden song of praise and beauty was gracing the ears above. We need to understand now what is the correlation between the frog and the words Baruch Shem. What does the frog symbolize? And how is that captured in the words Baruch Shem Kivon Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed? During the havoc wreaked upon Mitzrayim, the frogs served as an unbelievable inspiration for three great tzaddikim that would eventually grace the world with their presence: Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. The Gemara teaches us in Masechet Sanhedrin that the frogs were Moser Nefesh in jumping into the fiery ovens of Egypt during Makas Tzfardeya. Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria understood that if the Tzfardeya were Moser Nefesh, even though frogs are not commanded in Mesir Sefesh, then they certainly must sacrifice their own lives displaying their Mesir Sefesh, their commitment, and their pledge of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch. The song of the frog, the croak of the frog, the praise of the frog is an expression of Mesir Sefesh. The deafening sounds a Baruch Shem was a resounding response to Mesiras Nefesh. While the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad are uttered by the one sacrificing his or her own life, Baruch Shem seems to be the response when observing someone else self-sacrifice. On Yom Kippur, we are all taken. We all take the form of a frog, enjoining in his song, in his noise, in his praise, by acclaiming the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed out loud. So what is different about Yom Kippur that we collectively proclaim the words Baruch Shem? Where is there an indication of Mesiras Nefesh on Yom Kippur? Each year when the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kedashim, on Yom HaKippur, he briefly loses his neshama. For a few moments, the Kohen Gadol is dead. The proof is based on the pasuk that no man may be in the Beis HaMikdash while the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kedashim. But isn't the Kohen Gadol himself a man? Some Mefarshim explain that during those moments of entry, he is not considered a man, for his neshama departs from his body. In essence, the Kohen Gadol is Moser Nefesh each and every Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol enters into the holiest place on earth, his neshama is airlifted to the heavens and only to be returned on his departure from the Kodesh Kedashim. But it's not only the Kohen Gadol who deposits his neshama on each Yom Kippur, but each and every Jew is Moser Nefesh on Yom Kippur. There's a halacha that if one has not seen his friend for over 12 months, then he recites the bracha of Mechayim Meisim. Why such a bracha? He didn't die, nor did he come back to life. So why do we recite the bracha of Mechayim Meisim if it's been 12 months? The Marsha there explains in the Gemara Brachos that on each Yom Kippur, when we are judged, and then we are granted another year to live, we too undergo an experience of Tchias HaMesim, a new lease on life. Whether by choice or not, we are Moser Nefesh in the days of awe. Now it becomes crystal clear why we project the words Baruch Shem Kevon Malchus Ol Ilam Va'ed on Yom Kippur. Because the words Baruch Shem are an acknowledgement of the communal Mesiras Nefesh experience in Yom Kippur, of losing our neshama and having it return back for another year to live. Another year to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, another year to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to perform mitzvahs and limud HaTorah. But why were these the lyrics? Why the words Baruch Shem? Why are these the words used to praise, to express Mesiras Nefesh? The Zohar explains that the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are an acknowledgement of Hashem's presence in the world above. The world below, however, does not fully recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not as apparent, ostensible, or evident. And thus the words Baruch Shem, which represent the lower world, are only whispered, indicating its hiddenness. But when we see an individual sacrifice his body for the sake of Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is recognized even below. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, uniform throughout the entire universe. And it's our obligation to reveal that reality. It's our obligation to reveal His oneness, His existence as Echa. When both Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem are recited out loud, then the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His being of Echad, becomes apparent. So when a person's Moser Nefesh, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, we see the Kiddush Hashem, so we scream Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ol Ilam Va'ed. It's for this reason that Yom Kippur is referred to by the Torah as Achas B'Shana, once a year. But it could also be understood differently. It does not only refer to the frequency of Yom Kippur, that it comes once a year, but Yom Kippur is the moment of the year where the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes clear and indisputable. It's the Achas of the year. It's where the heavens and land meet, the Shemayim Ve'aretz. It's when man's soul meets the souls above. There's an interesting debate, machlokes, about the origin of Makas Tzardeya. But everyone agrees that it was just one frog from which it all began. While Rabbi Akiva posits that one frog reproduced thousands of frogs, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that one frog called and summoned thousands of frogs. But either way, it was just one frog, Achas. That was the catalyst of Makas Tzardeya. Even more interesting is that Rabbi Akiva is weighing in on this debate. Rabbi Akiva himself was the Moser Nefesh while uttering the word Shema Yisrael, with his neshama finally departing with the word Echad, that Achdus. And this all took place in Achas B'Shana on Yom HaKippurim, is the yahrzeit in the murder of Rabbi Akiva. So that's why the Tzardeya sings the song of Baruch Shem. It's showing the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Mesiras Nefesh. It's our hope and prayer that we can sing that praise of the frog aloud in unison with the entire world, with the witnessing of the Tchias HaMesim and the coming of Mashiach b'mehirah v'yameinu, amen v'amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.